Question three has two parts. With the advancements in technology, many children and even adults use technology to create a character, which represents them in an alternate world, for example, in video games or in virtual reality devices. My first question is this like a dream within another dream where the attention has dispersed too far away from the source?
It's very obvious. Anytime we use the mind to make some sort of creation or some sort of imagination, we're just in the mind, in the realms of mind. And it is almost obvious to all of us on the phone that when we take it too far, the result is tragedy at times. Because the mind, as I've said before many times, was not created to have that much information and put out that much information and get that much information, and the fuse just pops out. It's just too much information, too much usage, where the mind can be an incredible instrument to day-to-day life to even get successful and this and that, and becomes just overloaded. That's always like eating too much food. There is no way that a person that continuously overeat does not ruin the physical body. And everything has to have balance. When a child has a mind that is not as crowded as the older people, it is so important to put information in it that is not like a junkyard. It's profitable information, beneficial information. So that's all I can say, because I've talked about this subject so much in past. I mean, after all, every person have to decide for their own life what they want to do with the instrument of body and mind. To me, too much attachment to the body is not beneficial for me. Too much using my mind is not beneficial for me. But balance between silence and these two bring mental, emotional, and physical health. Go ahead.
Thank you. The second part of that question was, what is the remedy for these people to find their way back home?
What is our business about that? That's a better question. Again, if we're talking about our own family, then we have to find a very wiseful way to cut down in that type of freedom in the house and obey it ourselves. If we are talking about the society, it's really not our business. I tell you, when we think about the world and the society, we really are using our mind for wrong information. Because there is nothing that is our business. What is our business? To attend to ourselves and to find certain amount of tranquility where we are in contact with a source that is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, until the time that we realize we are the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent self. So I used to think that we should really think of the world when I was much younger and care about the things that was happening. But now I totally have realized it's not my business. And I don't say that in a very careless type of a cold-hearted way. I just honestly believe that the law, or if you can call it the law, is so perfect that even in imperfect situation, we have to let it go until it's proven perfect. Since our knowledge of this world is so limited, it's hard to judge it.